River ecologists with the U.S. Geological Survey and La Crosse traveled to the other side of the globe to compare two of the world's longest rivers, the mighty Mississippi and China's Yangtze River. Yao Yin was among them.
We received an invitation from the Chinese government. They want to invite a few scientists from the Mississippi River going to China and hold several advanced training workshops for the Chinese scientists.
The purpose of the trip, Yin says, was to strengthen a partnership and learn from the river management practices of the two countries. Ken Lubinsky is a river ecologist with USGS in La Crosse.
On both rivers, it seems like the organizations that are involved in science and management are looking to get beyond just water quality as their area of interest and into the response of fishes and plants and vegetation to how the river is used by humans.
Both Lubinsky and Yin say there is much to be gained from working together. Yin says Chinese researchers would like to develop a monitoring system similar to the program used to keep tabs on the Mississippi. Part of that will involve Chinese researchers traveling to La Crosse this summer.
They sent four scientists to come here and participate in our field sampling. They would get in the sense of what's the situation here and why we do certain ways, hoping that when they go back, they will incorporate what they learned here.
Yin says he foresees a network of global monitoring so that researchers can more readily share and compare river data. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.